John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation, so each day I have somebody new to guest host with me today. It happens to be a man I've been married to for 28 years, my husband, Kurt. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Thank you once again for agreeing to do this. I know it's not your favorite thing in the world.
No, my least favorite.
Okay.
I'm starting after 30 years, I'm starting to get used to it.
Yeah.
My voice doesn't pop up like Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
I know when you get nervous, it gets higher, but that's okay. You've done it a couple of times now. Mm-hmm. In all these years that I've been in radio, you finally let me drag you in. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the help, and it's nice to have you here. We will make you work, though.
Hey, whatever it takes to keep me in your good grace. Yeah.
In the meantime, 833-287-1037. It is your chance to win tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. That is the prize today for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. My husband, Kurt, is going to play for you. No matter what, you get the tickets. But if he can beat me, you'll also get $100. So call right now, 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSL.
I would much rather have an encounter with a grizzly bear.
That is Luke Combs saying he'd much rather encounter a grizzly bear than go out on the glass bridge. He's in Chicago for Lollapalooza, but he did not want to have anything to do with the iconic tourist attraction in Chicago. That would be that glass bridge, and I am in his camp. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation. My husband, Kurt, is my guest host today. And Kurt, you know this about me. I am terrified of heights.
Terrified. I've seen you lay down on the floor in the back of the RV. The first time we took Sheila out, Sheila is what we've named our RV. And the first time we took her camping, that Alpine Bridge was something special when there's a wind coming through that valley. Mm-hmm. And it's 400, I believe it's over 400 feet from the bottom.
Yeah, just past Pine Valley.
Yeah, it's past Pine Valley. Yeah. We went to go across that bridge, and immediately once I hit the bridge, there was such a crosswind that I had to turn the wheel towards the center of the road 90 degrees. And I went across the bridge with that wheel, and then on the other side, when it stopped,
uh-huh.
I had to quick flip it back.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I've never seen your face like that before.
Now, you, on the other hand, are someone who is seemingly not really afraid of a lot. Have you done paragliding? Is that what you did in the past when you lived in Colorado?
Hang gliding.
Which I would never in a million years do. But I mean, you're not typically afraid to try anything.
I wouldn't say it's not being afraid of something. It's just giving it the old whack. Give it a try, you know, nerves and all.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would say absolutely 100% no to? I'm terrified of heights. I hate roller coasters, even though I get forced in on them, you know, because everybody likes to hear me scream on them. But I'm not afraid to fly, and I would get into a rocket to go to outer space. But to walk across the Coronado Bridge or to climb up a radio tower, I would just rather die than do it. Is there anything that you feel that way about?
Yeah. I will never go in a hot air balloon.
Out of all the things, that's the one.
Yeah.
Why?
It was a reoccurring nightmare as a child. Every time I was in a hot air balloon, that thing crashed.
Oh.
So it was just a sign.
Tammy, I am on the same boat as you. I will not touch those heights things and that clear box, nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare fuel. And also with bridges, tell me why, and I can't be the only one this has experienced this. Going to Coronado on the Coronado Bridge terrifies me. Coming back, not so much. Why is it going there is so much scarier than coming back? The way there, it's more angled and you're like at the bottom of the angle. It's terrifying.
I think another possibility is that, you know, instead of enjoying the view from that height, which you'll not see anyplace else unless you're up there, people get inside their head and they're just thinking, I'm going to die. And that's it. That's they're stuck right in there.
Yeah, that's me. Because I think for just some unknown reason, I'm just going to completely turn my wheel and and drive right off the bridge into the ocean.
Open up the door, jump out.
Because why would I do that?
By the way, Tammy, if you are afraid of those platforms, those clear platforms on buildings like I am, like Luke Combs is, the new Final Destination movie, I finally watched it over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the whole first scene.
Okay.
That's
the my whole God. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. No, 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 no,
hilarious,
no, no.
But also, exactly why I was watching it. I'm like, that's why I won't go on those.
It's gonna Final Destination me. Yeah, I just know
exactly.
It. I just know it.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All right, Kurt, it's time to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You're playing for a KSON loyal listener. They're automatically going to get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. All you have to do is kick me out of the studio.
Hey, scram!
Probably the only time you can kick your wife out of anywhere, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, right.
Kurt, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100 for a loyal KSON listener. Just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy. Here we go. Denise Richards was spotted shooting scenes for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's no word if it's just a guest spot or if she's back as a regular cast member. What network airs all the Housewife shows?
Let's go with ABC.
You know that scene in Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze keeps getting annoyed by Jennifer Grey's character when he's trying to teach her to dance and she keeps laughing? Well, apparently that annoyance was 100% real, as it took them till 4 in the morning to shoot because she wouldn't stop laughing. In Dirty Dancing, what fruit did baby carry to the party?
An apple?
A teaser was released over the weekend for the next Spider-Man movie, revealing Spidey's brand new suit. What actor currently plays Spider-Man?
I'll pass.
Okay.
Spidey wasn't my guy.
Wasn't your guy? Who was your guy?
I liked Iron Man, so.
Oh, yeah. I do love me some Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. HBO finally called it quits for And Just Like That and announced the show will be ending with the current season. The show was on its 3rd season. How many seasons did Sex and the City have before that? And I'll give you multiple choice. 6, 7, or 8?
Let's go with 8.
And finally, the original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate the film's 50th anniversary. The first Star Wars film does have its full title that not a lot of people use. What is it?
Star Wars. It's not The Empire Strikes Back, but let's go with that.
All right. Well, let's get Tammy back in. Kurt, I'm sorry. I feel like maybe I wasn't asking the right questions. I thought for sure you'd get the first one because I know that this airs a lot in your house, but unfortunately, we got nothing.
Honey.
I'm sorry. So, Tam, we're just playing for fun right now.
Okay.
All right, Tammy, here we go. Denise Richards was spotted shooting scenes for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's no word if it's just a guest spot or if she's back as a regular cast member. What network airs all the Housewife shows?
Bravo. Kurt, we watch Bravo all the time.
I know, but
What show are we watching in the middle of watching right now on Bravo? Below Deck.
Oh, Below Deck. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I was getting there. It's still early.
Kurt obviously didn't get that. It is 1-0, Tammy. You know that scene in Dirty Dancing where Patrick Swayze keeps getting annoyed by Jennifer Grey's character when he's trying to teach her how to dance and she keeps laughing?
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently that annoyance was 100% real, as it took till 4 in the morning to shoot and she wouldn't stop laughing.
Wow.
Yeah. In Dirty Dancing, what fruit did baby carry to the party?
I just said this to you the other day when we were going to our friends Mark and Colleen, because she told me to bring one thing.
Watermelon.
I carried a watermelon.
Yes!
It was a watermelon?
Yes!
It
was like
that?
A whole thing. She carries it in. She goes, I carried a watermelon.
I actually said that to Kurt when we were going. I'm like, I carried a watermelon. He's like, what? I'm like, it's from Dirty Dancing. That's so weird.
Get out of here.
Yes!
Wow, my short term is super short.
All right, it is 2-0, Tammy.
Apparently my long term is 2. That's pretty big movie. What's your name again?
Yeah.
Tammy, a teaser was released over the weekend for the next Spider-Man movie revealing Spidey's brand new suit. What actor currently plays Spider-Man?
Oh my gosh, I can't think of the actor's name. I see him talking to Iron Man. I don't feel so good. Yeah.
I can't think of his
name, though?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. That's
love
right.
me some Tom Holland. Kurt didn't know it either, so it is 2-0. HBO finally called it quits for And Just Like That and announced the show will be ending with the current season. It's awful. This season. It's awful. The show was on its third season. How many seasons did Sex and the City have before that? I'll give you multiple choice. 6, 7, or 8.
I'm going to say 8.
Oh, really? Kurt said the same thing. It was 6. We are still 2-0, Tammy. And finally, the original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. The first Star Wars film does have a full title that not a lot of people use. What is it?
Gosh, I just know Star Wars. I don't know.
Star Wars A New Hope.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So here's the thing, Kurt. I didn't do so well again, so don't feel bad about not getting any right.
It's a goose egg, honey. Laying the old goose egg is not the
So unfortunately, bugger. Kurt, before you leave, you do have to say this.
Hi, I'm Kurt from Crest, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is on vacation. My guest host today is my husband, Kurt, of 28 years, and my dog, Sophia. Sophia's contributing by laying on the carpet like a good girl.
And panting in the background.
And panting a little bit. She's still like, well, where are we going? Are we going somewhere besides here? I want another car ride. Anyway, you did something very cool last night. What did you make for dinner?
The sushi. Yeah, just some sushi rolls. Yeah.
Just some sushi rolls.
Well, yeah, I did some sushi rolls for you and some rolls for me and a little sashimi on the side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take me through the process of making sushi because it's not something you just, hey, I'm going to make sushi today.
Well, this is only my second time, and it was better, I think, maybe, sort of. But I know the rice is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making the rice is key. I've heard again and again, you know, doing my research, that new chefs to sushi spend 2 years learning to get that rice right. There's a technique I'm missing, for sure, because it was a bit of a mess.
What was the hardest part? Was it the prep beforehand of watching the videos before? Because I know you watched a lot of sushi guys online to figure out your techniques.
Guess it was, you know, timing. I mean, I used to cook for a living back in the day, and there's a lot of prep.
Uh-huh.
You know, things you do first, and then things you can do while that's happening, and et cetera. And as a new nudist sushi, it's, trying to get all my ducks in a row and which ducks come first. But we got it done. We got it rolled up, you know, tightening up the rolls a little bit could have been better. Not as much rice. You know, there's all kinds of things I can critique myself with.
Yeah, I posted some pictures on our socials. I think it looked beautiful and it tasted really good. I'm just impressed with all the effort that goes into making it. You started early in the morning, and then throughout the day, you were doing parts of the sushi until it actually came time to put it together. Putting it together probably was the least amount of time.
But it turned out all right, you know.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure that table was set right, nice and tight. You know, you can't just, you know, chuck it out there like a cartoon.
No, it was just you and me at home, and you put a lot of effort into making the table look pretty, which
you.
I thought was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted the table to look nice. You know, presentation is...
Is key.
Pretty key, yeah. I mean, especially when you're... when you're not really confident in the meal itself, you want it to look nice.
Yeah.
You
know, well,
distraction.
Listen, you knew it was going to taste good.
Yeah.
You were being very particular and picky about how well the rolls came out. And I get that.
Yeah, I didn't want them to fall apart.
Sure.
Between the plate and your mouth.
Yeah. And they didn't. You did really good. So high five to you.
Well, thank you, honey. I love you.
So your trip to the airport is going to be a lot better since they've opened up the new airport road. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation this week. And today, my special guest host is my husband, Kurt. Now, Kurt, this is good news for us because we have family and friends who come to visit us or we're taking off somewhere. I'm very excited about not having to deal with as much traffic because this new lane is only to the airports, both Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Wow.
And thanks to Little Joe TV, here's how it's going to work.
So I'm turning right onto Harbor Drive now. You want to go to the airport, get in the right two lanes. If you want to go on Harbor Drive, get in the next two left lanes. So big over the road sign that says Terminal 2, left lane. Terminal 1, right lane.
Now, there is a rule in our vehicles, Kurt. When we are picking up someone from the airport, we must make a stop where?
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, yeah.
Mona Lisa Deli.
Going in or out, one way or the other.
Yeah, always has to be, unless it happens to be at a time when they're not open. Otherwise, that is a hard, fast rule that if someone is going to the airport, they're coming home with Mona Lisa.
Yeah, for sure. And if they're leaving, it's a half a sandwich for the long trip.
Yep. Many a times, whether it was our adult children who've come in or your brother who is actually coming to visit us here in a little bit, we'll go there and have lunch there, and then they take the other half of the sandwich with them.
Right.
So that once they get on the plane, they have some yumminess.
Yeah. Everybody else, yeah.
I remember one time when our son Grayson was going back, and he's like, oh, I really want to take a Mona Lisa sub with me. And after I dropped him off at the airport, he called me, and I thought, oh no, he forgot something in the car. And he's like, can I go through security with my sub? Or do I have to eat it right now?
Yeah, perfect.
It's a hard, fast rule with us. So an airport pickup or drop off, we're stopping by Mona Lisa Deli in Little Italy. All right, 833-287-1037. It is time for you to call and get your tickets. Why do you just get tickets? Because my husband, Kurt, is going to play for you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You automatically get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. And if Kurt can beat me, you'll also win $100. 833-287-1037 with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I have a special in-studio guest today, and that would be my husband, Kurt. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, honey.
I want to talk to you about the latest look that Tim McGraw is showing off. For some reason, Tim McGraw decided to shave his head. And if you haven't seen the photos, you can go to KSON or John and Tammy's Instagram page. I've shared them in our stories. Now, Tim, looking as jacked as ever, by the way. Holy cow, that guy is like in the best shape he's ever been.
Yeah, beastly.
But I'm not sure about the bald head.
I don't have my glasses on, but from here, it looks good. I've always wanted to do it.
You've always wanted to shave your head?
Yeah, not always, but I mean, I want to do it before, you know, the end.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you do it like when I'm gone for a month or something, so at least something grows back? If you remember, Kurt, I'm going to share a story here. It's kind of personal. What was my reaction that one time you got a wild hair, or I should say lack of a hair, and you shaved your chest?
You cried. I mean, you actually literally cried.
I did.
Yeah, you were not happy.
I was not. I didn't like it. And here's why. You have really good chest hair. It's really soft. It looks nice. And it was all gone. I'm like, what is this naked chest? I hate it.
It was gone. And there was some little bits of flesh gone, too, because I didn't actually wax it. I nared it. And that was painful.
Yeah, you left. Must have left it on too long. Yeah,
a little long, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah. It was the weirdest thing. It just melts everything.
I know.
So yeah, weird.
What made you decide to do that out of the blue? By the way,
you know, I believe it was a trip to Vegas we had for a new artist showcase or
okay.
something like that.
Yeah, and, yeah. I remember when we went. Uh huh.
And I don't know. This guy was, you know, 6'3", you know, handsome. You know, anyway, we went out to the pool after the show,
uh-huh.
and he shows up, and he's even more handsome. And he had his chest not waxed, but shaven.
Uh huh.
And I thought, you know, he's probably getting more sun on his chest, you know, a little vitamin D.
Uh huh.
So I thought, you know, I'm gonna give it a whack.
Yeah.
And see what Tam says. And big mistake.
Never again.
No.
Never again. So I'm telling you right now, if you pull a Tim McGraw and shave your head, and see, here's part of the thing. Kurt has such a great head of hair. You have this.
Thank you, baby.
Well, it's like you have this almost a regal head, right? You're an Aries and you look like an Aries. Aries typically have kind of a regal head, and you do, and this great head of hair. So if you shave it, that will be the thing that breaks us. Don't shave your head. Everything else I can deal with. Don't shave the head, especially okay. when you have hair like you do.
Okay. Are you sure there's no bald spots up
there? You look great. Okay. Just leave it alone.
All right.
Don't do a Tim McGraw.
Sorry, Tim. We are not kindred spirits.
You are 30 minutes away from another shot of up to $1,000. Yeah, it's John and Tammy's high-low jackpot at 7:30 on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right, Kurt, It is time for you to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Automatically, a KSON loyal listener is going to get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. But if you beat me, they're also going to win $100. So no pressure on you, honey.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. So the first thing you got to do is kick me out of the studio.
Get out.
Get out, Tammy. It's mine and Kurt's time.
All right.
All right, Kurt, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100 for a lucky KSON listener. And then just a reminder to all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell has a birthday today. Which Spice Girl was she?
I don't know. Let me say Love Spice.
Love Spice, okay. The new Golden Bachelor had to apologize to the women of a season for saying he didn't want any ladies over the age of 60 on his show. By the way, he is 66. What network airs the Bachelor franchise?
ABC.
The new season of Wednesday premieres today on Netflix. Who plays Wednesday in the series?
In the series?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I know. Christina Ricci played her for once, I think. I am so sorry, folks. I don't know.
That's okay. If you've been wondering where Ty Burrell has been since the end of Modern Family, he left Hollywood and moved to Utah to raise his 2 kids. He now does mostly voiceover work. Who did Ty Burrell play on Modern Family? I'll take just first name.
Oh, I love that show, too. Tam and I watch it all the time.
I know.
Cam. I don't
know. Cam. Okay. And moving on, our new favorite couple of 2025 is Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson, who are reportedly now dating after meeting on the set of the new Naked Gun movie. How many times has Anderson been married?
Oh, I think 4. Let's say 4.
Okay. Let's get Tammy back in. Come on in, Tam. Kurt did okay. I'm going to give him 2 out of 5. 1 might be controversial, but I'm going to give it to him.
Okay. All right.
I got 1?
I'm going to give you 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm going to give you 2.
I have a chance.
Tammy, Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell has a birthday today. Which Spice Girl was she?
She was Sporty? No, she
Ginger.
Was Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice. Yeah. And I keep saying, was she? She's still Ginger Spice. There's another rumor around that Spice Girls might be touring again.
Okay.
You know, please.
All right.
I would take it. Unfortunately, Kurt also got that wrong, so it is still tied as 0. The new Golden Bachelor had to apologize to the women of a season for saying he didn't want any ladies over the age of 60 on the show.
Okay.
By the way, he's 66.
Yeah.
What network airs the Bachelor franchise?
NBC? Oh, my gosh.
Wow, Kurt, you might run away with this. ABC. Kurt got that one right.
Oh, I knew that too,
that was
dang it.
Stab in the dark.
Yeah.
Kurt got that right. It is 1-0. Kurt. The new season of Wednesday premieres today on Netflix. Who plays Wednesday in the series?
Jenna Ortega.
That is correct. Kurt didn't know. It is tied at 1. If you've been wondering where Ty Burrell has been since the end of Modern Family, he has left Hollywood and moved to Utah to raise his 2 kids. He now mostly does voiceover work. Who did Ty Burrell play on Modern Family?
Phil.
I like Phil.
I know. I was hoping you'd get that one, Kurt. He tried and he went with Cam. That's okay.
I couldn't think of Phil's name.
We are now at 2-1, Tammy. And then finally, our new favorite couple of 2025 is Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson, who are reportedly now dating after meeting on the set of the new Naked Gun movie. How many times has Anderson been married?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Okay, so she was married to Tommy Lee. I think she married Kid Rock. Didn't she marry some other guy? I'm going to say 3.
Technically, it's been 5. Kurt said 4, and I'm going to give it to him because she actually married one guy twice.
Oh, wow, so, we tied.
So close.
So, yeah, it's a tie. All ties do go to Tammy, so you don't win $100 for a loyal KSON listener, but they will get that great prize.
They have those tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. Thanks for playing the College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Did my best.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is on vacation this week. Today, my guest host is my husband, Kurt. And since we're married, that means that producer Jessica is going to pull out a not-so-newlywed game. That's the way it works.
Oh, exactly.
Sure.
So who are you going to quiz first?
So first, well, let's quiz Kurt about you, Tammy.
Okay.
So Tammy, get out. I'm going to ask Kurt a couple questions about you. Let's see how many things you know about your wife. All right, Kurt, here we go. First off, what is Tammy's favorite dessert?
Hmm. The new favorite dessert is definitely this tres leches that a gal at the gym makes, and I've brought home a few times. That's a doozy. She loves that one.
All right, we'll put that in. What are the names of Tammy's two best friends?
That would be Darcy and me.
Okay. Okay. I'll take it. That's very lovely.
Let's see if she
agrees though.
Yeah.
What actor or actress, dead or alive, do you think would play Tammy in a movie? And now remember, she's gonna answer this too, so maybe you think what she would say.
Golly, that's an interesting. She is an original. There's nobody like her.
Wow. That's adorable.
Yeah, but I can't think of anybody.
You want to say she's an original and nobody can?
She's an OG.
Yeah, okay. Nobody can. Got it.
Nobody
All right.
can do it.
Is Tammy Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Jacob, for sure.
I would think so, too. That one was kind of a gimme. And finally, if Tammy was a wild animal, what animal would she be?
A wild animal. She is a... Oh, she's a lioness for sure.
Lioness. That's kind of sexy. Let's do it. All right, here we go. Come on, Tam. I was impressed by that last one. Tam, so I'm going to ask you the same questions. Let's see if any of your answers match Kurt's. You
okay.
ready?
Yes, I am.
Tammy, what is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to go with dark chocolate.
Kurt said that new tres leches that he keeps bringing home from the gym.
Except that he forgot to tell you, I maybe get a bite or two. The rest is his. So I would say it's his dessert that he occasionally lets me have a bite of.
That's funny.
That's true.
Tell me something.
That's true. It is delicious, but yes.
All right.
I don't get it enough to say it's my favorite.
Tammy, what are the...
By the way, he has all kinds of yummies and treats given to him by the ladies at the gym.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Kurt being a charmer at the gym.
Comes home with cookies. Mm-hmm. One day you came home with some kind of fudge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not charming, I beg.
All right, Tammy. What are the names of your two best friends?
Darcy and Colleen.
Half right. So half. He said Darcy, but then he said himself. So.
Oh.
Which was very adorable.
Oh. Oh, that's so cute.
I thought that was very sweet.
No, you're right.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're still at a zero, Kurt. So let's hopefully you get there. What actor or actress, dead or alive, would play you in a movie?
Oh, that's hard.
That's what I said.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what I said.
Well, I got to. Oh, man. God, I don't know.
Go with that.
I'm going to give that as a yes because he said nobody. You're one of a kind.
Oh, my God. You really are trying to get lucky, aren't you?
I thought so, too. All right. Next. Tammy, are you Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Edward.
We both got that wrong. We said Jacob. See, we thought you were both Team Jacob because you climbed him like a tree.
Okay, don't be stealing John's line because it's not true. All I did is I saw he was walking up behind me and I said, my daughter is a huge fan of Twilight. She got me into it. Can we take a picture? That's all that happened. Mm-hmm. That was Jacob. Yes.
Yes. Damn. All right. Well, so far only one right, Kurt. You're not doing great.
Loser. Yep.
And finally, if your partner was a wild animal, what would they be? So if you were a wild animal, Tammy, what animal would you be?
A wild animal.
I'm going to put this out there. I think Kurt's answer is kind of hot. So I'm just saying.
A falcon. Well, it just seems like something you would want. I don't know.
He said a lioness.
Oh, that was a good answer, honey. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I wasn't thinking well enough on that one.
Now you only got one right.
Okay.
So far, not doing too well.
You know.
Well, I guess the next one, we'll see how I do. My quiz is coming up next.
Oh, boy.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John's out on vacation, and my husband, Kurt, is filling in this morning. Kurt didn't fare so well in the not-so-newlywed game, or was it me that didn't fare so well? I'm not sure. But now it is time for producer Jessica to quiz me about my husband, Kurt.
All right.
So, Kurt, could you please leave the studio?
See ya.
Think you'll do better than Kurt did?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird one. I want to say yes, but, you know, we'll see.
So I'm going to ask you 5 questions about Kurt. We're going to see if he'll answer the same way you do. Okay. So let's get started.
Uh-huh.
How does Kurt like his steak cooked?
Rare. Maybe medium rare, but I think he's going to go rare.
Okay. What was the name of Kurt's first pet?
Oh, you know, I remember him talking about a little dog they had, but I don't remember a name. I feel like it was a girl name, though, like Julie or something.
Julie or something can be an answer.
Okay.
All right. What was Kurt's first job?
His first job was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, right on. How many cousins does Kurt have?
Oh, Lord, that's a big number.
Sorry, I knew that was going to be a problem. Yeah. Like a big Italian family,
but you know what? But I'm just going to think of the cousins he has in the Kenosha area. He has 3 cousins in Kenosha, but where the rest of them are, I have no idea. I'll just say his cousins in Kenosha, there's 3.
Okay. And if Kurt was a Disney character, which Disney character would he be?
Well, you know what? I'm going to...
And think what he would answer.
Yes. So Mickey Mouse, because he does Mickey Mouse really well.
Okay.
He always says like, that's right, Mickey. But I'm like, well, Mickey wouldn't be saying that about himself. So,
yeah.
But let's go with Mickey Mouse.
Okay. All right, I'll get
Kurt back in. Okay, let's get him back in.
Hold the door.
All right, Kurt, let's see how well your wife did. Kurt, how do you like your steak cooked?
Oh, medium rare at the most.
At the most. Yeah, she said rare, medium rare. I'll give her that. I think that works. What was the name of your first pet?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know. I don't remember Julie, but I...
Stop.
Stop it, really?
Yeah.
Julie was a dog, right?
Julie, ooh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to give that. She said Julie.
What?
I'm going to give that to her.
I said, I remembered you talking about a dog, and I know it was a girl's name, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know, Julie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, perfect.
That was... Tammy's got a gift.
This is a gift.
Yeah, that's wild. Teamwork.
Your first job. Where was your first job?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Woohoo! Tammy got that right away.
KFC.
I mean, I had a paper route. Yeah. Much younger.
Yeah.
But like your first job is like your first like report to the government.
Yep. Chicken.
Yes. Yeah. And how many siblings do you have, Kurt?
There's 5 others.
Yeah. And so, Kurt, when there was, you used to be able to bring buckets of chicken home?
Mm-hmm. Back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet mom loved that. That was nice.
Bet. That's a good perk.
And to this day, Kurt still loves Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh.
How many cousins do you have, Kurt?
Oh, my God.
I know. This is such a hard one. I felt
Italian.
So bad.
Italian. The immediates, you know, got to be in the hundreds.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
It's no. There's. Let me see what she's going to think here.
Yeah.
8.
I was like, God, there's so many because, yeah, it's a huge Italian family. But yeah. I just went with the Kenosha area and I said 3.
Mm. Oh, yeah. There are more in Kenosha, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're still doing well. You still have 3 out of 5. So
okay.
The final one, Kurt. If you were a Disney character, which Disney character would you be?
Mickey Mouse. No, okay, no.
Wait. Yes. That's it.
Okay,
she said you would do the voice and say Mickey Mouse.
Don't you usually say, that's right, Mickey? Like you
talk. Oh, no, Mickey.
Yeah. So he's talking to Mickey, but he's doing Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no, Mickey.
See, so who is he?
Minnie Mouse?
No, I'm talking to myself. I'm just about to do something stupid, so I'm saying,
oh no, Mickey!
Or I just got myself in trouble.
So it's Mickey Mouse yelling at himself?
Yes.
Gotcha. I got it. Okay.
Do it, Mickey!
Kurt, you can do this. You're done.
Oh, nice. All right.
Your time of co-hosting the show with me is over. Are you feeling good about it?
Yeah, mostly. For sure. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure it'll be just fine. Only part of your audience is going to think I'm a dork.
Okay. No one thinks you're a dork or an idiot, honey.
No,
or did
you
say I'm an idiot?
They might think you're an idiot for marrying this dork.
Oh, baby. No one would think that.
Oh.
No one would think that. Everybody loves you,
2
honey.
Or 3.
So well, I wanted to ask you something I don't think I ever have. What has been the best thing about being married to someone who does this for a living.
It has its benefits.
If you're thinking of all the memories, the things that we've done and got to do over the years, because so I've been in this, I've been in radio over 30 years.
Yeah.
We've been together 29, almost 30. And you've got to experience a lot of things.
Of memories. And I guess I could leave it at that.
What's a highlight that stands out for you?
I was just talking about the old Keith Urban incident, the old meeting, you know, getting the picture taken, and you setting me up. It didn't dawn on me that when you said, this was at least 6 months before the show, you said you should grow your hair out again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a few months later, a pair of flared blue jeans shows up, and then we go to the show. And at that show, as we're waiting in line, which is not my forte, not my thing.
Yeah.
I went to shoot some basketball. They had a little basketball backboard set up there.
Yeah, the backstage area.
Mm-hmm. And I hit the rim, and it bounces over towards the buses where somebody's, I'd imagine it was Keith Urban's security was standing, and he picked up the ball, and as he threw it at me, he said, "There you go, Keith."
He thought you were Keith Urban.
He thought I was Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I hear you call my name, and I stop playing for a minute. I look over there, and on the bridge behind your head, and this bridge is like, I don't know, 60 feet long.
The concert that Kurt is talking about is in Milwaukee, and it's at an event every year called Summerfest. It's this huge, huge musical event that's over days, and the backstage was outside. There's a big pedestrian bridge that goes up to the venue area where the stage is, and we were all outside. So people are on the bridge looking down at the backstage area.
You call me. I look towards you, you're pointing behind you and up, and I look up, and from one side of this 60-foot-long bridge to the other was women. That's it. Not one guy. And I went, come on, this guy just called me Keith Urban. So just out of curiosity, I gave him a little wave, and they went nuts. Absolutely bonkers. Like I was a Beatle or something. Mm-hmm. It was like,
They thought you were Keith Urban.
Yeah. So what did I do? Do you remember what I did?
Yes. You came up and you dipped me and gave me a kiss.
Yeah.
And they all started screaming.
Screaming again. Yeah. Oh my God. So what did I do next?
Then you grabbed John and you dipped him and pretended to give him a kiss. And they all went,
Something's not right here. Yeah.
So being mistaken for Keith Urban is like a highlight that stands out for you,
That was one of the many. At that point, I realized that you had slowly set me up
listen,
for that show.
You and Keith Urban, when you were younger and he was younger, you had a very similar look.
Yeah.
And
especially with the longer hair and the flare blue jeans.
Yes.
Now, what do you have on your desk this day in the house?
It's a picture of me in the middle, Keith Urban on one side, and you on the other.
Yeah,
it's the best picture ever.
A little Tammy sandwich.
A Tammich. It's a Tammich. Well, thanks for helping out today. I really appreciate it, honey. Love you.
My pleasure, darling. I love you, too.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.